Indiana farmers and IndyCar, the perfect combination, and what AI can, can't, should, and shouldn't do for the farm. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. From the cornfields of Indiana to the fast-paced tracks of the NTT IndyCar Series, a major shift is coming for both agriculture and motorsports. Here's CJ Miller.
Beginning next season, every IndyCar, including those you see during the Indianapolis 500, will run on an updated 100% renewable race fuel powered by Indiana corn.
It's a huge win for us, you know, in the corn industry as well as race fans.
And that's J.R. Raisner, an Indiana corn producer based in Dubois County and a board member of both the Indiana Corn Growers Association and the National Corn Growers Association.
The performance that ethanol gives to these Indy cars is remarkable, and to see them realizing, you know, how sustainable and, you know, Indiana corn farmers are, and how we can grow that fuel that they need to power these high performance cars is just amazing.
Raisner talked about the sheer publicity power of this collaboration.
You know, as we look at the IndyCar series and what that means to consumers and to fans around the world, you know, it really highlights what this fuel is capable of and how sustainable it can be. And as we look at the Indy 500, whether you're a diehard race fan or a casual race fan, everybody watches the Indy 500. Having the series and having it used at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is going to be a big win for us, not only on the national stage, but the global stage.
Beyond the racetrack, corn producers across the U.S. are continuing their aggressive push on Capitol Hill to secure the permanent year-round sale of E15, delivering critical cost savings at local fuel pumps. Raisner emphasizes why everyday drivers stand to gain just as much as high-performance Indy cars.
We've been fighting for year-round E15 for quite a number of years, and we're excited to see some movement within Congress to get this permanent fix into law. And, you know, as we look at E15 or unleaded 88, just the cost savings from, you know, anywhere from 10 to 40 cents savings per gallon is a big win for the consumers.
Indiana plants nearly 5.5 million acres of corn each year, yielding over 1 billion bushels. The state also has 15 ethanol processing plants that are important to fueling both local economies and global stages like the Indianapolis 500 and the NTT IndyCar Series. I'm CJ Miller.